friendly piles of ice cream, and high above were the thin feathers of cirrus against the high September sky. "Like Priester," he said, "better weather for me than for you, fish."
The Moksha man is way too long, caught virile and big bald. Has left too many sensors stunned, sickened and appalled. He's left too many squad cars stalled, windscreen shattered with their tires tattered and bald. Morid renders too many riffs that are so hot they scald. He's left too many patrons sprawled around far too many bar rooms, bruck up and brawled. Mountjoy's too busy leaving too many questing nights masticated and mauled. Too many back editions of sound on sound trawled. In short, would personally be ensuring that your cringing ass is hauled back to whichever primitive swamp out of which it just crawled. Wealth minus and avarice couldn't barter for a single poultry couplet for this rhetorical Red Sea parter. And that's just for a starter. You see, from Jericho to Jakarta, I'm on a search and kill mission to make the world's longest gut garter. Roll up if you're a furtive look darter or persona non grata. Getting the drop on a slag heap sniper, porker jude infamata. Is why Moksha Man's coming up so much smarter than Carter, which is why Mountjoy can demand genius at 8 bar pro rata. Requisite skills for rappers, you really best consult the God's Holy Trouser Charter. And it's why God's Holy Trousers be like, "This is Sparta!" Standing is duds that have ever been done. That if you were told differently, then in a nutshell, like a colonel, you were conned. These three legs are fused in an eternal bond. Trouser sounds extruded like an emerging vernal frond. Tony Curtis's diet comprised one diurnal blonde. If he ended up in hell, well, heat was something of which he was infernally fond. With one willy-nilly wide-arm wave of a wand, we'll turn a piddling paddling pool polluted with pish into a prodigiously proportioned pond. These are three of the biggest fish. Hong Chow Yu, Hao Shi, delish! Nuh-uh, three piscines whom Providence will protect from even the daintiest dish, and for whom the cosmos will realize the most decadent way out and whimsical wish. Superstition, a rout out, plumb and plunder. Unless you're some prodigious polymath, you'll be left to Stevie. What? Eh? I don't get it. It's a pun, duh. You get it? You'll be baffled and left to wonder. Ferreting away at the furnace of fusion you'll never find fecunda. From the highest ground in the tundra, these rhymes aren't cool, they're colder than mammoth carcasses frozen 50 foot under. Delivered in the key of life, bereft a blooper and a blunder. They pound like Indrahar on another star, in the forging of furious thunder, and a strident like Poseidon's trident, ripping the seven seas asunder. Flesh crawled and hearts chilled, because these are three prime cuts of beef, three steaks that will never be grilled, two mothers forever spared their grief, and three coffins that will never be filled. Did you get that other bull that was never killed? Mauling a myriad matadors was the Moksha man's brief, and not a drop of this Taurian blood was ever spilled. Three commanders in chief, steel nerved and iron willed, creating solos and poetry with no respite or relief, and banging it out so as to beg a belief.
Backbone of the great fish was now just garbage waiting to go out with the tide. "Keep it on," the waiter said. "Eh, shark," he was meaning to explain what had happened. "I didn't know sharks had such handsome, beautifully formed tails." "I didn't either," her male companion said.